all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades. Right.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
All three surviving victims of Saturday's synagogue shootings now out of hospitals in California, the youngest being 8-year-old Noya Dehan.
It was just, I'd never thought that would happen.
One woman was killed, Noya and two other people injured, when 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly opened fire on about 100 people who were worshiping on the final day of Passover. Police believe Ernest acted alone. They're investigating to see if he's also responsible for a mosque arson last month. President Trump says weak immigration laws and a great economy have led to an increase of immigrants headed to the U.S. In a Sunday interview with Fox News, he said the situation is like Disneyland. He blames Democrats for not voting with Republicans on tougher immigration laws. Government figures just released show personal income up 0.1% last month, while personal spending ramped up 0.9%. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are reports that Chicago's top prosecutor is being called to testify about the investigation charges and dismissal of charges in the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and her deputy have been subpoenaed and ordered to produce original documents in the criminal case. In late January, Smollett told police that two masked men beat him, shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him, poured bleach on him, and tried to tie a rope around his neck. Police investigated and later said Smollett staged the attack to generate publicity for his career. He was charged with 16 counts of disorderly conduct, but those charges were later dismissed. The Pentagon is relieving a commander at Guantanamo Bay of duty. The Defense Department says Rear Admiral John Ring has been replaced due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Ring is being replaced as designated acting commander by Army Brigadier General John Hussey. The Defense Department says the change in leadership will not interrupt any operations at that military prison. And the NCAA Women's National Basketball Champion Team Baylor will visit the White House this afternoon. The Bears will be the first women's team and the first basketball team to have its own White House championship celebration during President Trump's presidency. You can catch us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington area. Today mostly sunny, high near 60. Outside our studio right now is about 54, a little bit warmer than that, 56 degrees. Showers likely tonight, later on, around 3 in the morning. And going into Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High will be in the 70s on Tuesday. Chance of showers Tuesday night, low around 50. And then let's see, Wednesday, again, chance of showers. Looks like a little rain coming through again. 30% chance. Not much rain. It's been kind of small precipitation there. Thursday, a chance of showers, about 40% chance. Highs will be in the 70s again, and then lows in the mid-50s at night. So it looks like for the rest of the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, more of the same. A little bit of rain and possible thunderstorms. Highs will be in the 70s and low in the 50s. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table here at WHCR-DB. I'm sitting here in beautiful downtown Flemington. Second floor of the chamber office here. So, talking about food, beverages, food occasions. We've got Mother's Day coming up soon. Nice food celebration. Big restaurant dining out day, obviously. Cinco de Mayo before that, this coming weekend. Those of you that celebrate it, turns out another good reason to have a party, right? Yeah, so I was moving some stuff around the other day. We're trying to organize and get rid of old stuff. And I ran across, years ago, I used to collect mortars and pestles. Most of you know what that is. It's one of those old school tools that's still, I think, pretty handy to have in the kitchen for grinding things. Food processors and blenders and ninjas and all these things work pretty well, especially for larger amounts. But sometimes, and of course my rule is always if it takes longer to clean it than to use it, maybe you do the old school way. The mortar and pestle, Benny, I had a and I wouldn't say a huge collection, but a variety of materials. The favorite, of course, would be either one made out of stone or I had a nice marble one. So the mortar and pestle, so the mortar, the bowl that your product goes in, it's used for pulverizing, grinding, some larger ones. Was it the mofongo, the puree there? A lot of cultures use that kind of tool to grind things up or make a puree. And the pestle, the stick, it's rounded on the end, and of course you can you get good at it. You can kind of move it around. You could use a stirring motion or anything you like a chopping motion, depending on what you're doing. But making coarse purees, and some cooks really swear by it too. They claim, you know, the food processor whirls it around, but there's nothing like grinding it in the mortar and pestle. I've got wooden ones, metal, stone. As I said stone, marble. Marble is always my favorite. Anyway, I like marble serving pieces, marble salt and pepper mill, marble. Had that nice heft and weight to it. Kind of a sense of permanence, right? So thinking of this old tried and true kitchen utensil and thinking of spring, what's the first thing that comes up in the gardens? Of course, herbs. Already at the restaurant, we have a couple little plots that we grow herbs on. And some parsley came up from last year. You know, some of the, and mint especially, mint comes back. Mint's one of those things that's first in and last out. Even when there's frost, we have mint still out there. So, you know, it's one of those things. Some of the herbs we have to plant, you know, new plants every year, but some of them will keep coming back. We actually held on to some tarragon and some rosemary through a lot of the winter. We transplanted them into pots, moved them inside, outside. You know, eventually we just usually replace the plants every year. Herbs are relatively easy to grow. You can grow them. A lot of people use them in their kitchen as kind of not only, you know, it's decorations, nice, adds some color, some aromas. And then whenever you need herbs, you're not going to the shelf for dried herbs. You're using fresh. The difference between fresh and dried, of course, is the essential oils. Come through nicely in the fresh ones. You don't really need to cook them that long to get the flavor out of them. Sometimes when I'm making sauces that call for herbs, even for example, a tomato sauce, I will saute the dried herbs with the mirepoix or with the onion, the batuto, with the onion and garlic, whatever we're the aromatics that we start with. I will saute the herbs for a little bit. That little bit higher temperature draws out more of the flavor. Dried herbs, of course, we'll add early on in cooking, let them simmer, let the flavor come out. But fresh herbs can go in more toward the end. Now, oftentimes I use both. I'll make a sauce, let's say, with the parsley and basil and oregano that are dried, and then at the end, fresh basil and a fresh parsley, just stir it in, you get that aroma. And in that case, usually I coarsely chop, so you see the herbs in there. But there are many many types of herbs out there, which we'll get into. And then if you, they're not difficult recipes, but having them on hand, or even if you need to harvest before they go to flower, you can also preserve them. Some people like to dry them. We like to chop them and pack them in oil and freeze them. So freeze them right in the olive oil. Keeps the color and the flavor nice and fresh. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll look at some simple uses, you know, some complementary herbs and ways you can use them. Early spring harvest. Chef Bill's Table. It's the only one you own. You might use it if you feel better when you get home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Chef Bill's table here. So we're talking about fresh herbs in the spring. I always like to think of when we can classify things. So there was a time in culinary language where herb was anything that grew above the ground and roots grew below the ground. And in fact, some vegetables may be used as herbs. I've done it in the past. Sometimes even something like spinach. Spinach has, of course, a unique flavor, a little bit mild, but I've actually chopped and used that in lieu of parsley, not only for appearance, but it does add some flavor. Little bits of lettuces, herbs versus spices. Spices, of course, can be usually seeds or after the herbs flower and then go to seed. So let's say cilantro. We use the fresh cilantro. We all know with a lot of Eastern and South and Central American cuisine. But when it goes to seed, you've got your coriander seed. Dill, you use the fresh dill, but then when it goes to seed, you know, you have dill seed. There's several examples of that where after the herbs flower, and even the flowers have flavor, they're edible flowers. You can still use them, but I watch our basil, especially in the summertime, and, you know, we try to clip it and keep it trimmed, but once in a while it will get to flower, but there's still flavor in those flowers that come out. When you're harvesting fresh herbs, we use the scissors. You want to make clean cuts. And usually we'll take with basil, of course, you take about a third of the stem off because many herbs will regenerate. They'll keep growing. Just take the leaves off. Don't yank them out. Don't pull them up by the roots. You want to keep things going there. So harvesting is fairly easy. So even oregano, you're going to cut off like a couple of stems of oregano. But take about a third of the stem's length so the herb can keep growing. Of course, peeling the or stripping the leaves off the stem is, for many of them, rosemary and thyme and oregano and that, pretty easy. Just kind of run your fingers down the stem and the leaves should come off. Now, sometimes when we're cooking, we like to leave it right on the stem. I've done that, let's say, for the turkey I did for Easter. It was a lemon and thyme turkey breast, so I left the thyme sprigs whole right on top of the turkey and some lemon slices, lemon zest, and that flavored the roast. I did use a little bit of thyme in the sauce if you're using the whole stems. Of course, if you're going to strain the sauce or the stock afterwards, you can put the whole thing in. Generally, the proportion, if you're altering recipes, it's about 3-1, my general rule of thumb. So if you have a teaspoon of dried herb, like parsley, then if you wanted to do fresh, it would be a tablespoon, 3 times. And again, that's kind of rough. You go by flavor, but the fresh herbs, you're always going to use more. And again, the nice thing is if you have your herbs growing, and there's many combinations. I'd say, take the ones, your favorite ones that you use, and that's what you might want to grow instead of going to the store all the time. They're fairly expensive to buy little packets of fresh herbs in the store. You've got just categories, so things to your aromatic or fine herbs for seasoning. You've got rosemary, thyme, chervil, dill, tarragon, chives, even though they're like little onions, they fall into that category. Parsley, of course, is everywhere. And those would be chopped up fresh. You could put them in salads. I know years ago when I used to make a simple green salad, I would actually buy them dried. They were these salad herbs. And when you mix them with the washed lettuce, of course, the moisture there would kind of rehydrate them. And then your dressing can be fairly simple, but I chose to flavor the lettuce rather than the dressing. So it really, the flavors and the aromas kind of, taking even something simple like an iceberg or a romaine, instead of a stronger flavored lettuce, you can season them with the herbs and then, after when you're ready, you can dress the salad. You don't have to really put a lot of herbs in the dressing. There's other ones for soups and stews we call pot herbs. And chard and lettuce even fall, again, under these categories. Chard, lettuces can have a little bitter flavor. And you see in French cooking, they will use lettuces sometimes too, in combination with other vegetables. Purslane, sorrel, spinach. These would all be what we call pot herbs. You know, classic bouquet garni that you see in recipes all the time, parsley, thyme, and bay leaf. Oftentimes they're dried. If they're dried herbs, we usually tie them in cheesecloth. But if you're using fresh, you can just, if you have stems of parsley and thyme and fresh bay leaf, you can put them in whole or tie them just with a string and then be able to fish them out later if you're not going to strain your broth or your sauce. And then even parts of vegetables for flavoring soups and stews. Carrot tops, celery leaves, celery tops, radish leaves, and even when you have parsley, the stalks have plenty of flavor. And even with cilantro, some recipes will even call for using some of the stems. There's a lot more moisture in there, and there is a lot of flavor. If you're pulverizing some herbs, you don't have to throw away all the stems. You don't want too much stem in there, but a little bit, let's say about a third of the stem there would be fine to put in there. Another classic combination would be Herb de Provence. And oftentimes, again, these are dried herbs, but making them fresh, if you have them for grilled, especially with grilling season coming up now, grilled foods, thyme, rosemary, bay leaf, basil, and savory. Little combinations. And the proportions can be entirely up to you. That's the neat thing about herb mixes. You can, there's formulas or recipes for it, and you know, sometimes it's even amounts of each, but depending on what you have and what you enjoy, you might think, oh, rosemary is very strong. I don't really want a lot of rosemary, so we don't use that as much. We use it just a little bit less. You can, just like making curries, masalas, every family would have their own kind of formula for that. Bay leaf, well, we'd like to be careful with bay leaf. We like leave those whole. Most of the time only because they can kind of irritate your intestines there. You don't want to get it to have an accident, a perforated intestine with a chunk of bay leaf in there. You'll see them chopped up in corned beef rinds and items like that. But normally bay leaf we leave whole and take them out afterwards. Chopped bay leaf is one of those that not as digestible. But definitely, if you can, you know, find, if you use dried and pulverize it, of course, it's fine. Other ones, lemongrass, popular now. Horseradish could be considered, along with the bitter herbs. Fennel, especially the fronds, the little tiny leaves, if you will. Those are a nice garnish also. If you're using fennel and cooking a fresh fennel or called anise, save the fronds at the top. They have flavor and they're nice to use as an herb. Mint, of course, and ours, we grow, there's peppermint, spearmint. We grow a chocolate mint also in the summer. It's kind of unique. Good flavor to it. Sage, another nice one, often used dried or rubbed. But when you use fresh sage, I think the Times a couple weeks ago, there was a nice chicken, kind of like a chicken saltimbocca, the Italian veal dish, using fresh sage leaf. And really, you can taste dried sage, you know, whether in poultry seasoning or rubbed sage, but the fresh sage leaf is so unique, so different from dried. Some of the herbs dry out nicely. Rosemary is one, dried or fresh. Pretty similar, just not as much perfume with the dried, but something like sage really takes on a whole different character when you're using it fresh. So what do we use these herbs for? Well, when we come back after the news, we do an herb sauce on cedar plank salmon, kind of a take on an Italian salsa verde green sauce. There are pestos, obviously, and a handful of others. Will go over popular sauces and fairly simple, but a way to use your fresh herbs besides just a seasoning, and ways to preserve it. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back at Chef Bill's table, talking about herbs. So when you're growing your own herbs, of course, if you're growing them inside, it's one thing. I think we still need some sunlight and water, obviously. But when you're using them, especially when you're going to preserve them, you always want to wash them and let them dry gently just to make sure. And if you're growing them outside, of course, you don't want anything that was in the soil to stay with the herbs, especially if you're going to preserve them in a way, if you're putting them in oil, which is kind of a neutral environment, you don't want to take a chance with anything. You can make infused vinegars. It usually takes about 24 hours. Some people like to heat the vinegar a little bit first, almost like brewing a tea. You don't really want to boil it, but warm it up. It will give you a little bit better extraction on the herbs. And after 24 hours should be enough, and then strain it, and you have flavored vinegar. Most common out there, of course, tarragon vinegar, which we use in béarnaise sauce. Even though you put fresh tarragon in that sauce, the tarragon vinegar is what we use as the acid in there. We'll make oils, something as simple as chive or parsley oil. And there's a couple of ways. Again, do you heat the oil or not? We don't like to heat the oil. What we do is we use the food processor and just let it roll for a long time. And I'm talking 5-6 minutes or so. So we used to make it, and then you have, you know, it chops it fairly fine. Then you strain it out, or you could chop it, let it infuse for a number of hours, and then strain it. The oil will pick up the aroma and the color, but if you let the processor whirl around for about 5 minutes, it really gets it the product, especially if you've done like chive oil, very, very fine. Oil is a brilliant green, and if you'd like a little onion flavor on things, and we used to do it, say, on shrimp and grits for the onion component. You have your shrimp and a little bit of bacon or pork product and whatever sauce you choose to use with it. Of course, the cornmeal grits with the cheese, but a little chive oil on top gets that brightness and freshness to your dishes. And having the herbs in oils or vinegars, of course, another way to preserve them. And as I did mention, what we'll do, say, with our basil, we always keep fresh basil on hand. It starts to turn a little bit darker. We'll puree it with oil, and pack it in little half-pint containers and into the freezer. And this way we've saved it. It saves the color. When you dry, especially basil, of course, the color changes dramatically. It gets dark, not quite as nice looking as the fresh basil. So when we're making herb sauces, and these are nice because they store well, store them in the refrigerator. When you're going to use them, of course, we bring them back to room temperature. And I'm talking things like pesto, chimichurri, salsa verde, which and I'm thinking of the Italian one or the Mediterranean one. Combination of herbs and oil. Ours is kind of based on that. But also things, think of Green Goddess dressing, which is kind of making a little cult resurgence here. Ranch, of course, is the hands-down favorite. We're seeing more and more requests at the restaurant with, say, something like chicken wings or chicken tenders that would normally be blue cheese dressing. People are opting for ranch. The Green Goddess, especially for spring, uses the herbs and a nice way to dress up vegetables or salad. And I'm going to put gremolata in that mix. And that's normally a parsley, lemon zest, garlic, a little bit of anchovy that gets chopped and sprinkled over ossobuco. But we've also done that with dill and no garlic and a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And use it over grilled salmon. But this gremolata with that lemon, the citrus zest there, and some minced herb of your choice, and add garlic or not, it's kind of a chop mixture and should be done right before you're going to use it, and just use it fresh. It will refrigerate for a couple of days, but it's best. It puts those nice fresh aromas over something with a roast or with a sauce. Nice garnish at the end. So an herb sauce, so a simple one. So what we'll do is we just like to use flat parsley, the Italian parsley, has a lot more flavor than the curly parsley. The curly looks nice, chops up nicely for a garnish, but we like the flat parsley for this. So, and 2 cups, when you're using your herbs, this would be 2 cups of packed flat parsley leaves. Again, a little bit of the stem is okay in there, but you want to push down, you want it packed. Don't do 2 cups loosely packed. That's not going to give you enough. And in this one, actually includes some capers, the little unopened buds of the caper bush, 2 tablespoons of chopped basil, 1 tablespoon of chopped tarragon. We'll put some garlic in this. We'll do 6 cloves of garlic, but we blanch the garlic after it's peeled. It takes some of the punch out of it, especially if you don't like strong garlic flavor. And in this case, we like to blanch it in boiling water for about, 30, 45 seconds, no longer than a minute, and then let it cool and then chop it. You could use an anchovy fillet in this or a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, which is an anchovy extract. 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, and then 2 cups of extra virgin olive oil. So we'll puree all this in the food processor till it's fairly finely chopped, and then season it with some salt and pepper at the end. And you've got this nice herb sauce that we drizzle over the cooked food. And when you're dressing the cooked food, that the warmth of the food is part of the attraction to these sauces because you get nice aromas coming off of it. So we find it matches well with our cedar plank salmon. And there are variations on this. Again, the herb sauces could have more capers in there. Sometimes they're not really ground up is fine. You could hand chop the herbs, a little bit more rustic texture. Sometimes hard cooked eggs are put in there as a sauce. But all these kinds of things work very well with not only with fish, but with cooked vegetables and poultry. Anything kind of light there. These herb sauces do pretty well with. Now, a green goddess, one of those dressings from the West Coast. And I have one recipe here that I forget where I found it. It yields about a quart of dressing. It sounds like a lot, but if you're using it for a dip or once you get into it there, I don't think it lasts too long. The nice thing about making your own dressings, the little bottles you buy in the store, you realize the amount of money. And yes, they're good, but if you can get your proportions right on vinaigrettes or get your textures and your herbs in there for some of the other ones, it's really, you can save a lot of money by making your own salad dressings. And you could use a commercial mayonnaise. Pick the one that you like the best, or you could make your own if you want to go really purist on it. Nice thing about homemade mayo is you can control the salt and sugar. You can control the type of oil you use. Do you want an aioli? Now, of course, everything aioli was normally a garlic mayonnaise, but now aioli is taken on a new image there with everything's an aioli now. If it's a mayonnaise, it's called an aioli. So for this, what we do at the restaurant, we use sour cream. Originally it was buttermilk for the... Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the ranch. I'm sorry. Green Goddess is sour cream. So 2 cups of mayonnaise, a cup of sour cream, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, and we're going to go with 4 teaspoons of Lee and Perrins. We're going to mash and chop 2 cloves of garlic. Now, and again, in this one, if you want to blanch them, you can, but really with the Green Goddess, the raw garlic's good. You want that little bit of punch in there. A cup of packed Italian parsley, 1/2 cup packed of basil leaves. You'll need 1/4 cup of tarragon leaves and 1/2 cup of chopped chives. So all these go into the Green Goddess. And with the fresh herbs, some recipes will call for a little bit of spinach. You want that green tint to it. That's part of the attraction, especially in the spring. If you want to do a salad that doesn't even have any lettuces in, if your lettuce hasn't come in, or if you feel, oh, I don't really want to go seasonal, but it's nice to have something like asparagus and snow peas or sugar snap peas. Maybe if there are small zucchinis, just have everything green. And it's almost like instead of a lettucey salad, it's more of the vegetables. Of course, the small, and now you can get the gem lettuce, the small romaine, or the baby iceberg. Really nice, a lot more flavor than the big heads. And especially if you don't use that much, if you're a small household, you don't need a big heads of lettuce. The smaller lettuces work very well. Also do well on the grill, too, by the way. So the Green Goddess, so this is all pureed. And again, creamy dressing, you need to keep it refrigerated. But the other nice addition to that now is you puree avocado in there, and you've really got something nice. And then kind of updated. I think you see that more. It gives that the texture, of course, the flavor. And these dressings are not low-fat by any means. And if you're looking, I guess you could substitute low-fat product in there, but I don't know. With the avocado, why would you want to? No substitute for that, right? We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table and look at some other ways to use our fresh herbs.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Down another happy hour here at Chef Bill's Table. So the we have our green goddess, and of course a ranch dressing, similar, a little bit different herbs. Oftentimes that's made with buttermilk and mayonnaise. We like to use sour cream at the restaurant to make ours a little bit thicker. He says, "Oh, it's so much, you know, better." Well, it's, you know, Hidden Valley recipe, right? I guess it came up with a. There was a, somebody that had a ranch, actual ranch, and they made their salad dressing, and people started asking for it. And instead of the shipping, you know, giving the selling the dressing, they just made the seasoning packet. So a way to do it. I mean, you can buy, of course, the Hidden Valley seasoning packet and use that. It's very good. But you can make your own. Say you're taking a clove of garlic. You need a cup of mayonnaise and a half cup of sour cream, quarter cup of chopped flat parsley, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh dill, a tablespoon of chopped chives, a teaspoon of their Worcestershire sauce again, a little bit of salt and pepper. And then to get the texture, a little buttermilk you could thin it out with, a dash of white wine vinegar. And then there's some paprika normally in this, a little bit, and cayenne pepper. Again, for the heat, we do a cayenne ranch at the restaurant for a southwestern salad. So it's a little bit fairly spicy. And then, of course, we have a regular ranch that people like on salads. But ranch dressing, everything blended together. Again, this does not have to be processed. You can finely chop, hand chop the herbs in this and the flavoring. So another, you know, another option. the Green Goddess, a little more herby. But this one, the ranch, again, if you want a little chives in there for onion flavor, by all means, put it in. And then again, check your salt and pepper at the end. Mayonnaise is usually salty enough, but when you add sour cream and the other dairy, it might require a little bit of salt. Of course, pesto, the classic. That's the one we always think of, especially in the spring. 2 cups of packed basil leaves. You want 2 cloves of garlic. Again, you can blanch the garlic or not. Your choice. And 1/4 cup. Now, we use pine nuts, the pinoles, in this. You could also substitute walnuts. You can put them in as they are, or you can toast them, depending on the flavor that you like. This amount would take about 3/4 cup of olive oil. And, again, olive oil is a big part of the flavor, so pick one that you like the flavor of. Many different options out there, but extra virgin, obviously. This, we're not going to cook this pesto. It's going to be warmed up by, you know, the classic, of course, the gnocchi or the pasta. But certainly you can use it as an ingredient in sauces also. But 1/2 cup or so of fresh Parmesan grated. And then, of course, season at the end with your salt and pepper. So we process this, or use your mortar and pestle. You want this to be fairly good puree. You don't mind, it doesn't have to be as pureed as the chive oil, but you do want it to be fairly smooth. And this, again, is a sauce that you let come to room temperature. You don't really need to cook it, although we do keep pesto or basil puree on hand to flavor cream sauces, other things like that. It might not be the main ingredient, but in lieu of dried basil, we'll like something with the fresh basil in it. Now, the chimichurri, that's the other good one, especially, again, with grilling season coming. This one is mainly parsley. Think of it as like a parsley pesto type thing, but a little bit more, a little bit more to it. You take get a good bunch of flat-leaf parsley, or if you're doing your own, at least a good cup packed or so of parsley leaves. This calls for a little bit of red wine vinegar, maybe about 1/4 cup, and also a little bit of oregano. So a couple of tablespoons of fresh oregano, or maybe a couple of teaspoons of dried. This is one of those sauces that where the dried herb and the fresh kind of coexist. A little bit of crushed red pepper, maybe 2 teaspoons. And about 3/4 cup of olive oil. Garlic. You can garlic this up. You could put as many as 8 cloves, depending on the size of the cloves. And again, you can blanch it or not, the garlic, depending on the punch that you want out of it. But this is a great marinade or nice for your grilled steaks, especially for a grilled sliced steak. But chimichurri, nice puree. That's the green version. There is a red version where you would add some red peppers or tomatoes to it, if you like. You can see, once you get your technique down and you could make a chimichurri or a pesto out of other herbs. I've seen arugula pesto. I've seen parsley pesto. I mean, is parsley pesto, is that really a chimichurri? I think the big difference between the pesto and the chimichurri, of course, you've got that little bit of heat there from the red pepper, and of course you've got the acid from the vinegar. So one can kind of lead to the other. But if you're making your sauces, that's nice ways to use your fresh herbs. And I say these oil-based sauces do freeze well, and make sure the containers are sealed up, but that'll help you preserve the harvest. Now, another simple thing to do is herb butter. And again, this could be a way to save some, or have something quick on hand when you're trying to do that quick midweek meal or anytime. Herb butters, the basic one, maitre d'hotel butter you see in restaurants, basic parsley, a little bit of lemon, some shallot, salt and pepper. You want to use unsalted butter for this. And probably with a half pound of butter, you soften it up, and kind of any herb you want, about 3 tablespoons is probably about what you need. And this could be just finely chopped. It does not have to be pureed. Some folks like to put the little chive in there or shallot or even scallion greens. I mean, if you don't use the green part of your scallion, I mean, that we've made scallion oil out of that even in lieu of chives. Again, process them for a good 5 to 6 minutes, but you break down that green part there, and it's got that mild onion flavor. So with the herb butter, and oftentimes we just pick one herb. So say you want dill, or say you want parsley. If you want basil butter, you want rosemary. Fresh rosemary makes a nice butter. And you blend it into the soft butter, and then roll them into a log. Usually we use either wax paper or plastic wrap. But you make a nice log, and you want to pack the paper is probably the easiest thing, almost like rolling a sushi roll. And make sure it's packed. You don't want air pockets in there. And you will chill that and on top of your grilled or broiled food. You just simply take a slice or two of that and let it melt on there. You can also freeze this. So what we'll do is have your rolls there and then double wrap them. Make sure so they don't absorb any odors from the freezer. And you've got something always on hand to either enrich a sauce or the finishing simple touch on your grilled or broiled food. We've done with rosemary butter, we'd take a chicken breast and take the slices and stuff it under the skin before broiling. And the butter kind of melts. Done versions even, you know, putting a little goat cheese in the butter. You can flavor cream cheese, everything. We've got to take off for now. We're done with the conversation today. Stay tuned. Dr. Miola is up next, and we'll see you next time at Chef Bill's Table.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman killed in the shootings at a Southern California synagogue over the weekend is being laid to rest today. Lori Gilbert Kay, the one person killed, three other people, including a grief-stricken Rabbi Yerushel Goldstein, were injured in the shootings, carried out by a 19-year-old John Ernest. It's now being treated as a hate crime. The rabbi says,
I received a personal phone call from our President Donald Trump. I was amazed to answer the phone and say the Secretary of the White House is calling, and he spent close to 10-15 minutes with me on the phone.
Strong winds could be behind the deadly crane collapse in Seattle on Saturday. Winds had kicked up to 23 miles an hour at about the time the crane fell from the building, landing on 6 cars, killing 4 people. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their Preferred Rewards benefits.
BankofAmerica.com/preferred rewards.
The CEO of Boeing facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced the grounding of the aviation giant's 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Dennis Muhlenberger also telling investors in that conference call they can have confidence in the future of the company and its fastest-selling plane. President Trump will be turning his thoughts to the border again tomorrow when he has talks with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi from the House, Chuck Schumer from the Senate. Today, his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, says
the primary purpose of that meeting is to discuss infrastructure, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised at all if immigration comes up. It's a major problem in this country, and so far, Democrats have refused to acknowledge it.